Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Rodgers and Hammerstein, Lerner and Lowe, George and Ira Gershwin. But before Ira, there were George and Buddy. George Gershwin and Buddy DeSilva. Two young guys on Broadway on the way up.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Buddy DeSilva may not be as famous as George Gershwin, but he had a long career as an important song lyricist, mainly with composer Ray Henderson and co-lyricist Lou Brown, and later as a Hollywood producer. His songs include Button Up Your Overcoat, The Best Things in Life Are Free, and Birth of the Blues. But his first important success paralleled George Gershwin's. Both men play songs in Al Jolson's big hit Sinbad, Gershwin with Irving Caesar, DeSilva with Gus Kahn. Before long, Gershwin and DeSilva had met and decided to work together. But here are those early successes. Al Jolson with DeSilva's I'll Say She Does and Gershwin's Swanee.
I got a brand new sweetie, better than the one before. Oh, she's got everything and a little bit more. I don't know much about her, and yet I know a lot. And what it takes to make me love her, I want to tell you she's got. Does she make everybody stare? I'll say she does. Does she go la-da-da-da, I don't care? I'll say she does. But is she nicer to me? And does she sit on my knee? Does she? I'll say she does. And does she crave a wedding and everything? I'll say she does. Was she happy to get the ring? You bet she was. When she dances, does she twist? Does she do a lot of things I can't resist? Does she? I'll say she does. It was so hard to get her. She can never get away. Because I'm watching her all the night and all day. I've always had her picture. I had it in my mind. I always knew the kind I wanted, and she's exactly the kind. Does she make everybody stare? I'll say she does. Does she go la-da-da-da, I don't care? I'll say she does. But is she nicer to me? And does she sit on my knee? Does she? I'll say she does. And does she crave a wedding and everything? I'll say she does. Was she happy to get the ring? You bet she was. When I kiss her, does she shout? Does she do a lot of things I can't talk about? Does she? I'll say she does.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real. Near you I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folk in a G-I-X-I, even though my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Suwannee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Suwannee shore. Suwannee, Suwannee, I am coming back to Suwannee. Mammy, Mammy, I love the old folks at home.
Al Jolson with I'll Say She Does and Suwannee. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Buddy DeSilva was 3 years older than George Gershwin. When they began to work together in 1919, he'd already written one classic song, Look for the Silver Lining, with Jerome Kern. During the early days of his collaboration with George, he also wrote with some other composers and had some important hits. Here are Marilyn Miller with Look for the Silver Lining and Al Jolson with California, Here I Come.
Since I've been away from you, I can't wait till I get going. Even now, I'm starting in a colo. California, here I come. Right back where I started from. Where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning, the birdies sing and everything. A sun-kissed miss said, don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Open up that golden gate. California, here I come. California, here I come. Right back where I started from. Where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning, the birdies sing and everything. A sun kiss. Don't delay. That's why I can hardly wait. Come on, open up that golden gate. California, here I come.
Marilyn Miller, Look for the Silver Lining, and Al Jolson, California, Here I Come. Early in the 20th century, most young songwriters trying to break in on Broadway wrote interpolations, individual songs they hoped producers would add to new shows. The shows were usually such ramshackle affairs that adding another song here or there didn't matter much. Many different writers contributed songs to the Broadway Whirl, a new review that opened in December 1919. But Gershwin and De Silva had moved past that. Producer Morris Jest hired them to write the score for his new review, and De Silva also wrote the sketches. There were some interpolations by other songwriters, but the score was mainly by Gershwin and De Silva, along with co-lyricist John Henry Mears. George and Buddy were beginning to attract some notice. From the score to the Broadway Whirl, Carol Farley sings Poppyland.
Where the skies are ever blue. It's made a fascinating land by poppies' crimson hue. You'll see a very lovely night, a dream of colorful delight. Each bud is blooming.
Farley, Poppyland. Earlier in the same year, Gershwin and De Silva took a major step forward, almost. They collaborated on a show called La La Lucille, George Gershwin's first complete Broadway score, and the producer added no interpolations. It was all Gershwin and De Silva and co-lyricist Arthur Jackson. The plot wasn't much, something about an inheritance, people pretending to be somebody they weren't, and an eventual happy ending. But the score was notably sophisticated for a 20-year-old composer, and he already had that percussive sense of melody and rhythm that defined his work in the 20s. Michael Feinstein, Nobody But You.
No.
Michael Feinstein, Nobody But You. Between 1920 and 1924, George Gershwin contributed songs to George White's Scandals. It's where he placed most of his early songs, writing with lyricists Arthur Jackson, E. Ray Getz, and mainly Buddy DeSilva. George and Buddy's first major song came in the 1922 edition and the last in 1924. Because they were writing for reviews that featured everything from lavish production numbers to comic songs to romantic ballads for featured performers, they were mastering the full range of songs necessary for a successful Broadway songwriter. From the Scandals of 1922, Rufus Wainwright, I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise, and from the Scandals of 1924, Margot Bingham, Somebody Loves Me.
All you
preachers who delight in penning the dancing teachers. Let me tell you, there are a lot of features of the dance that carry you through the gates of heaven. It's madness to be always sitting around in sadness when you could be learning the steps of gladness. You'll be happy when you can do just six or seven. Begin today, you'll find it's nice, the quickest way to paradise. When you practice, here's the thing to do. Simply say as you go, I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. I'm going to get there at any price. Stand aside, I'm on my way. I've got the blues and up above it's so fair. Shoes go on and carry me there. I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day.
Is me.
Rufus Wainwright, I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise, and Margot Bingham, Somebody Loves Me. For the 1922 scandals, Gershwin and De Silva set out to do something innovative. De Silva proposed a one-act jazz opera based on Pagliacci and set in Harlem to be performed by African-American singers. George White was initially enthusiastic about the idea, but he changed his mind. Although shortly before the opening, he realized that his show was too short. As a result, Gershwin and De Silva had to write Blue Monday in 5 days. Because the story ended tragically, the opening night audience disliked it, and White removed it after one performance. But it's considered to have been the first piece of symphonic jazz, the first attempt to merge opera with American popular music. It paved the way to Porgy and Bess. From Blue Monday, Has Anyone Seen Joe?
Good evening, Vi.
Has one of you seen Joe? My Joe, for I have a date with him here. It could be
seen Joe, but if you wait a minute, I will look in the back room and ask the boys if they have seen him anywhere.
You sure look sweet tonight, honey. What do you see in that gambler anyway? Don't you know that I want you?
You want me or you? My Joe may be a gambling man, but he's a
you. boys in the back room haven't seen Joe.
Thanks, Mike. See you later.
Has anyone seen Joe? Performed by Concordia, conducted by Marin Alsop. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Even though Gershwin and De Silva were writing for George White and had already written complete scores, they continued to try to place individual songs in reviews, especially since some reviews kept changing their songs to try to extend their runs. Five different songwriters, including J. Fred Coots and Henry Creamer, wrote the songs for Spice of 1922, but George and Buddy, writing with co-lyricist Irving Caesar, also had one song in the score at one point or another during its two-month run. William Bolcom and Joan Morris with Yankee Doodle Blues.
Say, I've got a word I want to say. Ever missed the good old USA? When you get that itching in your shoes, go to any other land you choose. See how quick you get those Yankee Doodle blues. You're singing, there's no land so grand as Manhattan Isle, north and south, my sunny skyland. I love every mile. When I hear Yankee Doodle, that melody keeps on ringing in my ear. Yankee Doodle, that melody makes me stand right up and cheer. I'm coming, you.
Wonderful with all its ancient junk. It's not as good as Kokomo, and Kokomo's the bunk. I couldn't see old London, it was covered by a fog. I had to move from Paris, cause I couldn't eat a frog. I went from there to old Cologne and started on the rounds. But old Cologne don't smell as sweet and pretty as it sounds. A Russian Bolsheviki tried to get my scalp, and then I wore my welcome out by sliding down an Alp. Hey there, Miss Liberty! I'll say you're a bear. And when the custom officer says to me, what do you declare? I'll declare that Yankee Doodle, that melody keeps on ringing in my ear. Yankee Doodle, that melody makes me stand right up and cheer. I'm coming, USA. I'll say,
Joan Morris, Yankee Doodle Blues. When you wrote to reviews, everything was always in motion. Gershwin was writing with De Silva, and De Silva was writing with Gershwin, but others came and went too. Nothing was said until opening night, and even then things could keep changing during the run. For the scandals of 1922, Gershwin and De Silva were working with E. Ray Getz, and in the scandals of 23, with composer Jack Green and Ballard MacDonald. From 1922, Ben Sears with Brad Connor, She Hangs Out in Our Alley, and from 1923, Sears and Connor with You and I in Old Versailles.
Every Monday morn at the break of dawn, when the sun is up and the milkman's gone, I serenade a husky maid. From the alley flat where I park my hat, I can watch her work and I figure that I'd like to see her work for me. She weighs in at 303. I wish it all belonged to me. She hangs out in our alley. She's pally like Sally. Her features do not tally, but she's a good old scout. She's got a head like a wooden hut. With a few more brains, she'd be off her nut. She hangs out in our alley. But oh, what she hangs out. She hangs out in our alley. She's pally like Sally. Her features do not tally, but she's a good old scout. She's got a head like a wooden hut. With a few more brains, she'd be off her nut. She hangs out in our alley. But oh, what she hangs out.
Of Versailles, you remind me of the greatest day of all. Memories of the joys that are behind me, when I heard and answered Cupid's call. For it's here that someday she will find me, singing as the night shadows fall. You and I, one day in old Versailles, said goodbye as the day was fading. When the dawn was graying old Versailles, you had gone and my heart had too. But now it seems, in my twilight dreams, I see you there by the fountains playing, saying, don't you cry, for I'm returning to old Versailles, love of mine. And you. Twilight dreams, I see you there by the fountains playing, saying, don't you cry, for I'm returning to old Versailles, love of mine.
Ben Sears and Brad Connor, She Hangs Out in Our Alley, and You and I in Old Versailles. A lot of what Gershwin wrote during these years was undistinguished. He was learning his trade and having some success, but there wasn't a lot that was distinctive or defining, nothing more than the occasional impressive song. He and De Silva wrote one of those songs for a show called The French Doll in 1922. Gershwin was in his publisher's office one day when De Silva walked in. Buddy said, let's write a hit. George later said, I sat down at the piano and began playing a theme which I was composing on the spot. Buddy listened for a few minutes and then began chanting this title, Oh, Do It Again. Gershwin called the song innocently sensual. George and Ira's younger sister, Frances, Do It Again.
tell me, what did you do to me? I just got a thrill that was new to me when your two lips were pressed to mine. When you held me, I wasn't snuggling. You should know I really was struggling. I've only met you, and I shouldn't let you. But oh, do it again. I may say no, 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 but do it again. My lips just ache to have you take the kiss that's waiting for you. You know if you do, you won't regret it. Come and get it. Oh, no one is near. I may cry, oh, 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 but no one will hear. Mama may scold me, 'cause she's told me it is naughty, but then, oh, do it again. Please do it again.
Francis Gershwin with Do It Again. Before George Gershwin's breakout year of 1924, he and De Silva were working on a pleasant little show called Sweet Little Devil. He also knew that Paul Whiteman was waiting for him to write what the orchestra leader was calling a jazz concerto. He had it finished in time for Whiteman's initial performance with Gershwin at the piano on February 12, 1924. Later in the year, he decided to stop bouncing from lyricist to lyricist and work with his older brother, Ira, on the score to what became Lady Be Good. De Silva soon joined Ray Henderson and Lou Brown to write some of the happiest, giddiest musicals of the decade. But first, they had to finish Sweet Little Devil. This is lightweight but still very appealing George Gershwin. Sally Wilford and Jason Gray under a one-man top, and Danny Burstyn and Rebecca Luker, You're Mighty Lucky.
City life's commotion doesn't mean a thing to me.
To whom is it a knockout? Pray to whom?
Everything in cities is as crowded as can be.
You ought to see the cell I call my room.
I'm a back-to-nature guy that loves the open spaces.
Out where girls are gals.
They can have their cabarets and other stuffy places. Let me watch a road unravel.
Tell me how you like to travel.
Under a one-man top with a one-man girl.
I know just who you mean. It's just us two, you mean.
Oh, how the kids will shout as away we whirl.
And darling, every time we make a mile, we'll thank our Lord Henry Ford.
Over the lumps we'll bump on our merry way. Each drop of gasoline will be a pearl.
Excuse our dust, and another Niagara Falls or bust. Under a one-man top with the wonderful one-man
And another Niagara Falls or bust.
Under a one-man top with a wonderful one-man, one-man girl.
Though I hate to talk about myself, babe, I would like to say a word or two. Don't believe that I was on the shelf, babe, before I met you. Lots of nifty dames were after me, babe. Some of them are nuts about me still. When you think that you're the gal that won me from the rest, gosh, I'll bet you get an awful thrill. You're mighty lucky, my little ducky, to get a guy like me. My life is Hades, evading ladies that ask me out to tea. Gloria Swanson's hot for me. Look at the stud she got for me. And Mary Pickford sent me a trick Ford and sent it FOB. Mae Murray phones me, you'd think she owns me at other girlies' flats. And both the Gishes think I'm delicious. They really mean the cats. Beverly Bain fries steaks for me. And Gilda Gray just shakes for me. So little ducky, you're mighty lucky to get a guy like me.
Though I know how much you hate to brag, Sam,
it's true,
I am glad you speak the way you do.
Really?
I know all the beauties that you bag, Sam, and what you go through. But you know I do all right myself, Sam. I have made some charming fellows fall. If it hadn't happened that you brought the subject up, I'd have never mentioned it at all. But you're lucky to get a girl like me, dear. Just as lucky as you will ever be, dear. For I make every fellow prove he's more than a star in movies. Kings and things are all I see. The Prince of Wales, dear, is one that I romanced with. I'm the girl, dear, yes, the girl he really danced with. Charlie Chaplin, the people know by me giving him the go-by. So you're lucky to get a girl like me. Yes, you're lucky.
You're mighty lucky, my little ducky,
like me,
to get a guy like me.
Just as lucky.
My life is Hades,
as it will ever be.
That ask me out to tea.
For I make
Gloria
every
Swanson's hot for me.
Movies,
look at the stud she got for me.
Kings
and Mary Pickford
and
sent me a trick Ford and sent it FOB.
I see the Prince of Wales.
Mae Murray phones me. You think she owns me at all the girlies' flats?
I'm the girl.
And both the Gishes think I'm delicious.
Really,
they really mean the cats.
Charlie Chaplin.
the greatest shakes for me. So little ducky, you're mighty lucky to get a girl like me.
Sally Wilfred and Jason Gray under a one-man top, and Danny Burstyn and Rebecca Luker, you're mighty lucky. As George began to work with Ira and wind up his collaboration with Buddy, the three men wrote one score together, one of the Cinderella musicals so popular during the 1920s. Tell Me More had a very 20s score, lighthearted, jazzy, and fun. None of its songs was a big hit, but it was very enjoyable. More significantly, it marked the end of George Gershwin's first important collaboration with Buddy DeSilva and reaffirmed the start of his major collaboration with Ira Gershwin. With songs by George, Buddy, and Ira, hear her three times a day and Kicking the Clouds Away.
If I had my way, I'd trail you night and day. For I so crave your company, I'd be in it every minute. But upon my soul, I'll exercise control, in case it be that you should see more than just enough of me. I'll call round about three times a day. Maybe I could make it four. But I'll come right back for more. When the sky falls into the ocean blue, that's when I will stop proposing to you. For I long to see your smiling face across the table, dear, three times a day.
Yes, I realize that you are very wise in limiting our rendezvous. Such a standard, cause no scandal, just three times a day is quite enough, I'd say. For if your calls are more than three, folks might think you fond of me.
I'll call round about three times a day. Maybe I could make it four. You may throw me out three times a day, but I'll come right back.
That every phonograph should own. I know when you hear it, you will find that all your troubles have flown. When the sky looks cloudy to you,
when the blue is turning gray, it'll make the sun say howdy to you.
It'll drive your cares away.
Get all set and up on your toes.
This is the way it goes. Come on along, you can't go wrong. Kicking the clouds away. Keep making hay, kicking the clouds away. Be wise and take it to heart, and you will laugh from the start to the end of a perfect day.
Get in the stream, give it a dream, kicking the clouds away. While you lay shouting a big hey, hey.
It's not so easy.
wise and take it to heart. And you will laugh from the start to the end of a perfect day. Get in the swing, give it a fling, kicking the clouds away. Live while you may, shout in a big hey, hey. It's not so easy to do.
Philip Chaffin and Diane Fratantoni three times a day, and Sally Mays, Christine Ebersole, and Patrick Kennedy kicking the clouds away. Nearly every songwriter needs time to ground himself in his own music and discover his own style. George Gershwin was no exception, but he was fortunate to have the talented and highly professional Buddy DeSilva to help him along. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.